Welcome to another episode of Strategize, Adapt, Overcome. Today, we delve into one of the most subtle, yet most powerful elements of strategy. Timing is everything. Sun Tzu understood that a brilliant plan executed at the wrong moment is a failed plan. The same action can lead to glorious victory or catastrophic defeat based on one single variable when it is taken. We will explore the strategic significance of timing, how to know when to act, when to wait, and when to retreat, and how mastering this art can transform every outcome in your life. The invisible current of opportunity. Sun Tzu wrote, "The skillful fighter puts himself into a position which makes defeat impossible and does not miss the moment for defeating the enemy." The first part of this is about preparation, but the second part, not missing the moment, is about timing. Timing is the invisible current that flows through our lives. A boat can paddle with all its might against the tide and make little progress. But that same boat, when it turns and catches the tide, can travel great distances with minimal effort. And think about your own life. Have you ever had a great idea that just fell flat, only to see someone else succeed with a similar idea years later? Have you ever forced a difficult conversation, only to make things worse when waiting a day might have led to understanding? These are not failures of effort or intelligence. They are failures of timing. The modern world screams at us to move faster, to be always on, to hustle relentlessly. But the wisdom of the strategist whispers a different truth. Speed is not the same as effectiveness. The master of timing knows that there is a time for explosive action and there is a time for profound stillness. The ultimate power lies not in moving fast, but in moving at the right time. Your ability to sense and flow with this current is what separates struggle from the strategic success. Knowing the seasons, when to act. Sun Tzu's wisdom was deeply connected to the natural world. He understood that there are seasons for all things, a time to plant, a time to grow, and a time to harvest. You cannot rush the harvest. You must act in accordance with the season you are in. So, how do you know when it is the season to act? There are signs, indicators that the strategic moment has arrived. The first sign is alignment. This is when your internal readiness meets external opportunity. You've done the work. You've built the skills. You've prepared your mind. That's your internal readiness. At the same time, the world presents an opening. A new position opens up in your company. A potential client expresses a need you can solve. A market trend shifts in your favor. When your preparation aligns with a clear opportunity, the time to act is now. To hesitate in this moment is to disrespect the work you have done and to let a precious opportunity wither. The second sign is momentum. As we've discussed before, momentum is like a great wave. When you have a series of small wins behind you, when your confidence is high, and when you feel a sense of flow in your work, this is not the time to rest on your laurels. This is the time to press your advantage. This is the moment to launch the product, to ask for the promotion, to take on the bigger challenge. Action taken when momentum is on your side is multiplied in its effectiveness. Consider the entrepreneur who has just landed 3 new clients. Their confidence is high, their systems are working, and their reputation is growing. This is the perfect moment to launch a new marketing campaign or approach an even bigger client. Their energy of success becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They are not just acting, they are acting on the crest of a wave. The third sign is clarity. There are moments when the fog of uncertainty lifts and the path forward becomes blindingly obvious. Your doubts recede and a deep sense of knowing takes their place. This is not emotional impulsiveness. It is a quiet, profound certainty that arises from all your subconscious processing. When this kind of clarity dawns, you must honor it with swift and decisive action. To second guess this knowing is to invite doubt back in and cloud the waters once more. Are you paying attention to these signs in your own life? Or are you so busy with the how that you miss the when? The time to act is not something you decide, it is something you recognize. The power of the strategic pause. When to wait. In our culture of impatience, waiting is often seen as weakness or procrastination. But for the strategist, waiting is one of the most powerful weapons in the arsenal. Sun Tzu wrote, "He who is prudent and lies in wait for an enemy who is not will be victorious. Waiting is not passive. It is an active, strategic choice. It is the coiling of the spring before the release. When should you choose to wait? The first reason to wait is for information. If you are operating with incomplete or unreliable intelligence, acting is not brave. It is reckless. Sometimes the most strategic move is to do nothing until you understand the terrain better. This could mean holding off on a major investment until you have done more research. It could mean delaying a response to a provocative email until your emotions have settled and you can think clearly. This pause allows you to gather the intelligence needed to ensure your next move is the right one. The second reason is to exhaust the opposition. In a negotiation, the person who is more patient often has the advantage. By waiting, you allow the other party to reveal their hand, to expend their emotional energy, to become impatient and make mistakes. Think of a tense salary negotiation. By calmly stating your position and then waiting, you create a space for the other side to fill. They may become uncomfortable with the silence and offer a concession you would not have gotten if you had kept talking. Your patience becomes a strategic force. The third, and perhaps most important reason to wait, is to allow conditions to ripen. Just as you cannot harvest a green fruit, you cannot force an outcome when the conditions are not right. You may have the perfect business plan, but if the market is not ready, you will fail. You may be ready for a deeper commitment in a relationship, but if the other person is not, pushing will only create distance. Waiting in this sense is an act of faith in the process. It is trusting that by continuing to do your own preparatory work, sharpening your skills, building your resources, cultivating your own readiness, the right moment will eventually arrive. Because you have waited wisely, you will be in a perfect position to act when it does. Your waiting was not wasted time. It was the essential period of cultivation. The wisdom of retreat, when to disengage. Sun Tzu was clear. If the situation is not to your advantage, do not move. If your goals cannot be achieved, do not use troops. In modern life, this translates to the strategic retreat. Retreat is not failure. Retreat is not surrender. Retreat is a conscious, strategic choice to conserve your resources for a more favorable battle on a different day. Yet our egos often resist this. We see retreat as an admission of defeat. The strategist sees it as an act of profound wisdom. When is it time to retreat? The first indicator is diminishing returns. You are pouring more and more energy, time, and money into a project, a job, or a relationship, but the results are getting worse, not better. You are pushing a boulder uphill, and with every step, it feels heavier. This is a sign that the current strategy is failing. To continue is not perseverance. It is stubbornness. The wise leader recognizes this pattern, cuts their losses, and redeploys their precious resources to a more promising front. The second reason to retreat is a fundamental change in terrain. The market has shifted. Your company's strategy has changed. Your personal values have evolved. The battlefield you chose to fight on no longer exists, or it is no longer one where you can win. Many people will stay in a job or a business long after it has become a bad fit, simply because of the time they have already invested. This is the sunk cost fallacy. The strategist knows that past investment is irrelevant. The only question that matters is, based on the terrain as it exists today, is this the right place for my energy? If the answer is no, a strategic retreat is the only logical move. Think of the business owner who built a company around a technology that is becoming obsolete. The courageous strategic move is not to work harder selling the old tech. It is to retreat from that market and pivot the company's skills and resources toward the new technology. The retreat from the old is what makes the advance into the new possible. Finally, you retreat when you are emotionally or physically compromised. Sun Tzu warned against making decisions in a state of anger. A leader who is burned out, overwhelmed, or emotionally volatile cannot make sound strategic judgments. In these moments, retreat is an act of self-preservation. It is stepping back to rest, to heal, to regain perspective. It is saying, I cannot win this battle today because I am not fit to fight. Only by retreating to care for yourself can you return to the field with the clarity and strength needed for victory. The symphony of your life. Mastering timing is like becoming the conductor of an orchestra. You know when to bring in the thunder of the percussion action When to let the violins build suspense in a quiet passage, waiting, and when to call for a grand pause to let the silence create its own powerful effect, retreat. Your life is this symphony. Each decision, each action, each pause contributes to the final masterpiece. You have felt this. Think of a time when everything just clicked. You made a decision and doors opened. You spoke and people listened. You acted and the world seemed to conspire to help you. That was a moment of perfect timing. You were in flow with the current. Now think of a time of great struggle. You pushed and pushed and met only resistance. Your efforts led to exhaustion, not results. That was a moment of poor timing. You were fighting the current, and the difference was not your talent. The difference was not your worth. The difference was your relationship with time. The journey to mastering timing begins with awareness. Start observing the rhythms in your own life. Pay attention to the subtle cues that signal a time for action, a time for patience, or a time for retreat. Detach your ego from the outcome and learn to see these choices as purely strategic. This is a skill that you can cultivate. It requires you to be present, to be patient with yourself, and to be deeply honest about the situation in front of you. It requires you to listen to that quiet inner voice of wisdom, the one that knows when the fruit is ripe for picking. You are the strategist of your own life. Time is not your enemy. It is your greatest ally if you learn to dance with it. Learn its rhythms, respect its power, and you will find that you can achieve more with a single well-timed step than you ever could with a thousand steps taken in haste. Until next time, continue to strategize, adapt, and overcome.